Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. A decade ago, playwright Richard Nelson introduced audiences to the Rhinebeck-based adult siblings of the Apple family in a series of critically acclaimed plays that ran between 2010 and 2013 at the Public Theater. This year, Nelson brought the Apples back in a new, socially distant kind of theater. What Do We Need to Talk About premiered in May as a live stream with the Apple actors appearing in boxes on a Zoom call rather than sitting down to dinner at a table like they used to. But like the original series of plays, each of which was tied to a major anniversary or a presidential election, this one was also a product of its moment. The characters were all stuck at home, one recovering from COVID-19, one exhibiting symptoms. A review in Vogue described it as, quote, the first great play of the Zoom era, and almost like watching a new art form being born. What Do We Need to Talk About was the first in a trilogy that concludes this Thursday evening at 7:30 with the premiere of Incidental Moments of the Day, The Apple Family, Life on Zoom. It will stream for free on YouTube through November 5th. Richard Nelson, welcome to All of It.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So at what point did you decide to bring back the Apple family for this project?
Well, once the theaters closed, I started to think about ways in which we could sort of keep some green shoots going within my profession, just to plant the flag that we still matter, that we're still important. And so I just started to think of different ways and different things to do that. Initially thought maybe I could organize a series of readings on Zoom of the Decameron because of the relationship to the plague. And I thought that didn't quite seem right because the people I know, and myself, we weren't really just sort of waiting something out. We were trying to navigate something that we really didn't understand. And so I wanted to go somewhere else. And I remembered a conversation I had when I was working on the first Apple family play back in 2010 with Oscar Eustace, the artistic director of the Public Theater. And I said to him, I said, you know, I think I've got a form here, a situation here, a structure here that if anything happens in the world that we want to react to quickly, maybe this is something I could pursue. And I was thinking more of like another 9/11, say, or something like that. But so I remembered that conversation, and so I started to think that maybe this is where I should go.
That's so interesting because it's sort of a living, breathing, not what you think, but a living document in a way, a living script.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's happening right now. The play that we broadcast tomorrow night is set in early September 2020. And that's how each of the plays have been set right when they were being broadcast. So it's very alive. It's very immediate. And that's very exciting and very daunting.
Of the characters, which one was the easiest to imagine how they'd behave during a pandemic?
Well, it's all right. You know, because it's a family, I see them all in terms of relationships as and not necessarily as individual, separate from those relationships. So I saw it as a unit, as a group of people, all navigating together or being pulled apart. So it's more of a group. It's really the story of a family as opposed to individuals.
I'm curious about something in terms of stage direction in watching. I watched the play the other night, and one of the characters, you have what their Zoom names are in the corner. And one of the characters, it's about his work. And in another character, the name is of his ex, but he's on her computer. Is that something that you wrote into the script, and explain a little bit more about what kind of things you were able to use in the Zoom format to help tell your story?
Well, it was very interesting because I had never done anything like this, and so it was really an exploration. And it was Zoom has a lot of restrictions. Obviously, it's not live theater. People are in boxes, but also it has opportunities. And one of the things we did, you know, I discovered right away, or we discovered together, was the Apple family plays are mostly set over, say, a dinner table, conversations. They're just conversations over dinner. And realized that Zoom was like our dining room table for this. It was an actual sort of participant in the conversation. Unlike, say, with a film or a TV show where the camera is observing people, it's Zoom that you're talking through or over, like over a dinner table. So that added a whole interest. And then, of course, if you're watching three or four different screens, you're watching three or four different worlds at the same time. And learning how to address that, build that, how one could be talking when one's off screen and or going what we would call upstage or moving around, became such a lot of interesting and exciting things to be discovered and to see constantly or have the opportunity to see constantly everyone's face in pretty much close up is also thrilling.
My guest is Richard Nelson. We're talking about Incidental Moments of the Day, The Apple Family, Life on Zoom. It premieres on YouTube September 10th at 7:30 p.m. We'll be streaming through November 5th. What is the rehearsal process like for a play like this on Zoom?
Well, we sit at home. We sit in our own homes, and we Zoom, and we talk, and we Zoom, and we try to keep at least the initial rehearsals to 3 hours, because I think people just, you know, you burn out. If you've been having Zoom meetings yourself, you know that 3 hours is a lot on Zoom. So today we'll rehearse this afternoon, and we'll run it again tonight. And so we'll do a little bit more than 3 hours, but everybody's in their home. Everyone helps to create their own location, basically the setting. They light their own shows with our help, with the lamps that they have in their homes. Their clothes are out of their drawer or closet. So it's a very interesting, very real.
In this particular, this last part of this trilogy, there's just this very, there's a sense that the characters are trying to figure out what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite difficult for them. What were some of the things you wanted to explore about, we're all in it right now, but what's next?
Well, I think the question is how do we keep living? Where are we? Who are we? Who have we become? All of those questions. The plays, all three of the plays are a series of basic questions. You're watching people ask themselves things or ask each other who they're the closest people in the world that they have in the world, their siblings, ask each other really questions that they maybe can't ask, you know, other people that they don't know as well. So it's very intimate. It's very vulnerable. You can imagine the world that we now live in and all the concerns and questions that we may have.
What are some of the considerations that you have to make as a playwright when writing for a Zoom play, as compared to a onstage play?
Well, the first one is a pretty obvious one. What I have are actors who are isolated in their own homes. So as a playwright, I literally structure the storytelling must come out of that, meaning one actor, Tim, and his girlfriend, Jane, those two actors don't live together. One lives in the Upper East Side and one lives in Brooklyn. So the story that I write has to have them apart. So they have to be in different places, and so that's part of what I'm writing. Whereas two characters, the Barbara and Richard, J.O. Sanders and Marianne Plunkett, they play siblings, but they are actually married, so they live together. So I have put them together, and the story that I concoct is one in which those two characters are in the same place. So it's heavily influenced the writing and the basic storytelling of the plays.
I understand that when you first got together with the cast, or tried to get the cast together, it was a little bit challenging. I recognize one of the actors, I believe, was in the minutes on Broadway, and people were, where were they all in their professional lives?
Well, absolutely. We had, I mean, two actors were in Broadway shows that had closed down for now. Other actors were in various television series. So when was anything going to come back? When was anything going to start up again? We started it that way. And so we the very first one, everyone said, I can do it because I know I'm free for the next X number of weeks. But after that, who knows? Well, those weeks have gone into months and months into almost half a year. And they still are waiting to get back to work. So these little plays have been a kind of gift for all of us who are theater artists, because it's just an opportunity to get together, even on Zoom, and actually try to make something, to try to create something, and try to make some kind of theater. Zoom is not live theater. We know that, but it's an effort to do something which I think has some value, I hope.
My guest is Richard Nilsson. Incidental Moments of the Day, The Apple Family, Life on Zoom. It premieres tomorrow, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. on YouTube and streams through November 5th. But we do have to point out that each of these plays has been a benefit. For the first, you encourage people to donate to the public theater. The next one was for the Actors Fund. What are you hoping people will find it in their hearts and their wallets to donate to this time?
Well, one thing that was very interesting is that when we did the first one, it received 80,000 views from over 30 countries. That was stunning to us. And now the two of them together have been seen by over 100,000 views and so many countries. And realized that we weren't really creating something like a play on Lafayette Street at the public, but we were actually creating something that which anyone in the world could watch. And so so this time, we're asking if viewers from the United States, if they would consider a contribution to the Stage Director and Choreographer Foundation, which gives money, has an emergency fund to give money to directors and choreographers who are in trouble, in need, in financial trouble. And if you're in the UK, there's another fund called the Theatre Artists Fund, which supports freelance theatre artists in need. And then if you're watching from another country, to seek out a theatre in your country or a theatre fund or organization in your country and try to donate to that. And so that's what we're hoping to get people to consider and to do.
Assuming we get to a point where theaters open back up and it's safe for audiences to gather in some way, do you see yourself making more projects like this? Or are you just eager to return to stage?
Well, I'm eager to return to the stage, but I'm also realistic. I don't see theater happening, live theater happening the way we knew it for quite a while still. So I think I want to keep working. I think my colleagues want to keep working, and I think we will continue to seek and find ways to do that. And if Zoom continues to be that outlet, so be it. And we're lucky to have it, and we're fortunate to be working with each other at this time.
Did you enjoy working on the Zoom plays?
I have. I enjoyed it a great deal. I mean, the other thing is I've been working with these people for a long time, these actors for a very long time, and so it's like a family, and so we come together, we talk, and after a while there are times when you're on Zoom working with these people you know so well and who are such incredible artists and so generous that you feel like you're with them in a way, and then you suddenly realize, hey, I'm just looking at a screen. So there's times when you forget, and you feel like you're doing theater again. And so, yes, it's been as I said, a blessing and a great bit of good fortune. And I'll just say the reason the last two Zooms have been supported by just one person, a woman named Susie Sainsbury from the UK.
I'm glad you got that in. We need to wrap. I'm glad you got that in. Richard Nilsson, thank you for being with us.
Okay, Allison, thank you.
This is all of it.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.